Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Pat Robertson of the 700 Club is considered the pioneer of Christian television. He is one of the most respected Christian leaders in America, and it's always an honor to be on the 700 Club. They also had me on the 700 Club on release date, and it was a huge boost to the book, and they were so kind to invite me back. Pat Robertson did a wonderful endorsement of the book, which of course is printed in the book. But without further ado, here is the interview that I had on the 700 Club on release date. I hope you enjoy it.
The aftershocks the world never saw coming.
Well, Stephen Strang joins us now. It's great having you here. You got a new book, Trump Aftershock. Let's just get right into that book. And what do you say are his accomplishments 2 years in?
Well, first of all, his election was the earthquake.
Yes, it was. And a lot of people woke up. What happened?
That's right.
How did this happen?
But, you know, sometimes his critics talk about his character, but he has a character trait that very few politicians have, and that is that he keeps his promises. And he has accomplished more in 2 years, and he gets very little credit for it from the mainstream media. So the whole book is about his accomplishments. We call those the aftershocks. You know, the booming economy, the muscular diplomacy, moving the embassy to Jerusalem. I mean, there are many, many more. His support of religious liberty. Now, we also talk about the reaction to the accomplishments. And the left, as you know, has really pushed back. But the reason I wrote the book was to help people understand what's going on. And, you know, a lot of the stuff you pick up from the media, you know, I mean, it's all around us. But what does it mean? And are they telling the truth? And what we did was we documented every single thing in the book. And I had the opportunity to talk to the president, and I told him, there's no book that documents your accomplishments more than Trump Aftershock.
You've gotten some criticism, haven't you? You've gotten criticism even from within the Christian community on doing this book?
Well, there's some never-Trumpers, and I frankly have difficulty understanding why. And I actually delved into it. I interviewed some of the people I considered never-Trumpers to try to understand. And it comes down to style. They think that Trump is brash and he's abrasive and he's a braggart, and of course Christians don't brag. I do believe that he's accepted Christ in his heart. He doesn't really act like a churchgoer and, you know, who's been raised in the church. But something happened about 10 or 20 years ago where he changed, and he started watching Christian television. You know, we never know who's watching Christian television. He watched Kenneth Copeland told me that he told him he watched him. Jim Baker said the same thing. David Jeremiah and Paula White. I know those four for sure. Maybe he's watched you. Who knows?
I don't know.
But something happened, and he became more serious about life. And, of course, he decided to run for president. But, you know, he is not exactly all right. He's not a choir boy. You know, he's been married several times. He made his money on gambling. I was turned off by it myself when he first ran. You know, because I mainly knew what was in the media. But when it came down to him running against Hillary Clinton, and then also when he found out that he really reached out to the evangelical community, he seemed to be concerned about the things that we're concerned about. When he announced ahead of time who he'd put on the Supreme Court, I mean, who's done that? You know, all the conservatives
were able to vet him. He put his full list of Supreme Court nominees. I count myself in the camp of I wish he would stop tweeting so much. That I don't think it's presidential. That, you know, why have commentary on the World Series? Why put that out there that you disagree with the manager's decision to pull a particular pitcher? That just doesn't.
That's
and then,
Trump.
And for Trump, that's actually a mild thing.
It's very mild.
His personality.
The thing that people don't like mostly is his personality. But he's a disruptor. You know, in my opinion, we needed a disruptor who didn't know things to the political parties, who didn't think like a politician, he thinks like a businessman, to shake things up. And in order to do that, he's got to be kind of abrasive, and he's got kind of a New York personality, you know. And So with these never-Trumpers I was referring to, they prefer presidents that nuance and nudge things. Mm. Well, with the way the country's going, that's not what we needed, and that's not who the Republicans nominated.
Well, let me play the advocate on the other side, and this has been a big issue for me ever since I moved back from the Philippines, so that's almost 20 years now, that our federal debt is getting to a level that is completely unsustainable. And I think most Americans don't understand that when you do that for as long as we've done it, at some point in time, it starts to affect your currency. At some point in time, it starts to affect your borrowing. At some point in time, it starts to affect, can you still afford your military? What's Trump doing on there? And all the scorecard, I can't give him a good grade on that one.
Well, I agree with you on that. In fact, in Trump Aftershock, I deal with the debt and try to put into perspective, you know, Barack Obama, the debt increased tremendously. But as a percentage of the federal budget, some of the previous presidents were way up there, too. And it isn't sustainable.
Well, Dick Cheney famously said deficits don't matter. And that was back when deficits were $450 million a year.
Well, he hasn't focused on that. I'm hoping that in his this next 2 years and certainly in the second term, he will focus on it. He's a businessman. His theory, which I talk about in the book, is that you have to grow your way out of it, which is very, very scary. You're right. You know, this president is not perfect by any means. And I make that very clear in the book. It is not a puff piece. You're right. There are some... he calls people some things in tweets that my mother would have disciplined me if I'd done that. Of course, we didn't have Twitter back then. But, you know, I've also gotten used to it.
What's your hope for the next 2 years?
I think that he is going to... He's chipping away at things. He's very methodical. He's a chess player. Everybody else is playing checkers, and he knows his moves down the line. And I think that we will see... him deal with some things he just couldn't deal with. There's some moral issues that I think he ought to deal with, too. But at least things are beginning to move in the right direction. And these are the aftershocks that I write about.
Okay. Well, the book is called Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.